Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's time to get up with Cash Money Kyler. The Cardinals quarterback cashes in a huge new deal, but did they overpay for their undersized quarterback? Plus, what does this all mean for Lamar Jackson? He's already at training camp without a new deal. Are the Ravens about to back up the Brinks truck for him? And here comes the judge, Bill Belichick, announcing his coaching staff with one very noticeable absence. But will it actually matter to Big Mac? Talk about that and more as we say good morning to you on Get Up. I'm Ryan Smith in for Mike Greenberg. Got a ton of football to get through this morning. That's why we got Mike Tannenbaum, Jeremy Fowler with us, Robert Griffin III joining us from the comfort of his own home. But we start with the game of the night, a doubleheader between the Yankees and the Astros, two of the best in the AL. And we start off with game two of the doubleheader because it was a good one. Top of the first, Jordan Alvarez had that hand inflammation. He's back, and look at him crushing it. The fastball the other way. It finds the seats. His 27th homer of the season. Astros up 1-0 early. Next batter, Alec Bregman. And Alex Bregman knocks it deep to left field. That's gone. Back-to-back jacks for the Astros. Seventh time they've done it this season. Look at him. Posing, having some fun in the dugout. Astros up early 2-0. To the sixth, 5-2 game. Chaz McCormick at the plate hammers that one. Deep into right field, into the seats. Two-run homer for him. The ninth of the year for the Chasmanian Devil, and Astros up 7-2. Still a 7-2 game in the ninth inning. Yanks hanging around, though. Aaron Judge at the plate, and he's hanging that one out to dry. All the way over the train tracks in the left field, his 34th of the year, 410 feet, Yanks within two. Later in the inning, Matt Carpenter trying to play the hero, but instead the game-ending double play and the Astros hold on to beat the Yankees 7-5 in game two. So let's take you to game one. This one got interesting late. Top of the ninth, Yankees trailing 2-1, two outs. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa up to bat, tying run at second, bounces that one through. Aaron Hicks comes in to score, and the Yankees tie the game at two. So bottom of the inning, Michael King in a jam, bases loaded, two outs. Jay Matuszewski up at the plate, and look at this. He hits to the left side. No one's covering second, so the game-winning run comes in to score for the Astros. Matuszewski walks off game one. For Houston, 3-2 win. They sweep that doubleheader. The Astros holding the Yankees to their lowest single-season batting average ever against an opponent. They also went 4-0 against the Mets, giving them 9 wins against New York teams this season. That is 5 more than any other team. Let's go to the big news out of the NFL. Arizona Cardinals star Kyler Murray has agreed to a 5-year extension worth, get this, $230.5 million. Sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter, a deal that easily makes him one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Take a look at this. Murray's $46.1 million average salary trails only Aaron Rodgers for the most among quarterbacks. His $160 million in guaranteed money, also the second most among quarterback contracts, trailing only Deshaun Watson's $230 million. So Kyler is a very, very rich man this morning. And we bring in our team to talk it over. Robert Griffin III, Jeremy Fowler, Mike Tannenbaum back with us. Okay, so Jeremy, I remember just a couple months ago, Murray scrubbed the Cardinals from his social media. His agent issued this blistering statement February criticizing the Cardinals. What do we know about why this is happening now?
Well, that was all just part of the negotiation. What we know, what I was told, is that the Cardinals have really budgeted for this deal for the better part of the last year. They had decided even in October, November range, hey, this is a franchise cornerstone. We're going to build around him and eventually pay him. And so they spent a lot of the offseason chipping away at this deal. I was told from a Cardinals source, hey, we know what life is like when we haven't had good quarterback play, when they went 3-13 4 years ago, and Kyler came in and completely changed our trajectory. They knew he had no interest in playing on $5.5 million on his rookie deal this year. So they worked at it, and they just had to find a sweet spot with the guaranteed money and the structure.
Okay, so it all came together. Mike T, what's your reaction to this deal?
They paid too much. He has 3 years to go on his contract. They could have paid him this year. He could play next year. They could have franchised him. Yeah. So they had three more years to go. And at $46 million a year, it is too much money for a player that isn't a top five quarterback. When you think about Russell Wilson at $35 million a year, Dak Prescott at $40 million a year. And when you're running a team, your resources are scarce. Salary cap dollars, draft choices. And when we think about Devontae Adams leaving Aaron Rodgers, we think about Tyreek Hill leaving Patrick Mahomes. We think about Amari Cooper leaving Dak Prescott. So do they lose DeAndre Hopkins because of this? If he's more at the $35 million range, they could keep more players around him. Yeah. So I think he's young. I think he has a chance to get better, which he hasn't really done yet. But at the average per year, they're going to lose meaningful pieces that can help them win a championship.
Okay, and that's the big deal when you look at this. But, Robert, I saw you the entire time. You were shaking your head. What do you think about this deal?
No, I mean, I think it's a great deal for Kyler Murray, and I think Mike T's just forgetting how the NFL works a little bit. It's not about Kyler Murray being the second-best quarterback in the league, and that's why he got paid that way. He got paid that way because the market continues to go up. So when guys get paid, that's where their number falls. So is Kyler Murray better than Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes? No, he's not. But he was the last guy to get paid, so as the market goes up, he gets the benefits of that. My only drawback is that Kyler Murray didn't go for a fully guaranteed deal. We saw Deshaun Watson get one, and I understand it was a free-for-all. Everyone was competing for him, but with everything that he has going on off the field, it shows you that teams are willing to pay you no matter what. If they want you, they'll come out and get you. It's not an issue of escrow. It's not an issue of timing and maybe he was close to being a free agent. It's a matter of the team wanting you and you and your agent stepping up and saying, I am not going to sign a deal unless it is fully guaranteed. In that regard, I do think that Kyler Murray could have done better for the guys that are coming after him.
And RG3, I certainly understand your point. What I would say, though, is, again, he had two more years on his contract and they could have franchised him for another year. So we do see people move the market. Someone like, for example, Kirk Cousins, who becomes an unrestricted free agent. My problem with this deal specifically is they went to the top of the market and they went early. Typically, when you go early as a team, you need some reason to do that. Clearly, they didn't get anything for that. And we've seen countless examples of when franchise quarterbacks get this type of money, they lose their teammates. And we could look at his body of work over 3 years. It's going to be a concern when he loses meaningful pieces. Can he carry this team? He hasn't proven he can do that.
Okay, don't worry, guys. We're going to get to this more. We're going to keep talking about this as we go forward, but I want to talk about Lamar Jackson because Kyler Murray's deal relates to Lamar, and the contract negotiations for Lamar are ongoing, but the Ravens quarterback has reported to training camp. Here he is walking in the building, all smiles. I'm assuming with the news of Kyler Murray's contract fresh in his mind, because this man will be a very rich man. Look at the comparison between these two guys. Dating back to his 2019 MVP season, Lamar has won 74% of his starts, has the second best QBR in the league. Compare that with Kyler, whose career record's below 500, his QBR nearly 10 points lower than Lamar's. But I gotta look at this, and guys, Robert makes a great point. The market forces are coming into play here. Mike, you're saying maybe a little too early for all of this. But as I look at it, Jeremy, I wonder how this deal impacts what happens with Lamar.
Well, certainly bolsters the quarterback market, and it helps any quarterback out there. I talked to somebody with Buffalo yesterday. They were thrilled that they did Josh Allen a year ago at $43 million. That's all of a sudden a huge discount. But the Ravens are going to try at this. It's a good sign that Lamar showed up. And by all indications, he will actually be on the practice field. I was told that he's got his L.A.-based quarterback coach going to come out and visit here soon and watch him work out. So this might not even be a hold-in or hold-out situation. So they can kind of settle in and try to negotiate here in good faith. But, you know, a Ravens source told me, look, that we're not panicked and we're just going to chip away at this. But there hasn't been a lot of hard progress. This could take a while.
So, Mike T, if you look at this situation, and if you're a Ravens GM, I'll put the GM hat on you. You know this situation all too well. Kyler Murray just got paid a ton of money. You look at this, it might be impacting how you deal with Lamar. How does this play out in terms of how you do this deal?
Yeah, to me, what's really impacting is Deshaun Watson. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I walked in to the owner and say, Mr. Bisciotti, I'm not going to take 5 cents less than Deshaun Watson, going back to RG3's point, average per year and fully guaranteed, because I've outplayed Deshaun Watson, let alone Kyler Murray. I've been a league MVP. I've been beyond reproach on and off the field. And the good news for you, I don't want anything more than Deshaun Watson, but I'm not taking 5 cents less, and I'm not taking anything less than a fully guaranteed contract because I've outplayed Deshaun Watson. So this puts Baltimore in a really tough situation. Yeah. And every day the deal doesn't go down, then John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta, their GM, those are the questions they need to answer. How can you let your quarterback being the last year of his deal.
Right. And Robert, I look at this and I think Lamar Jackson, you know, a lot of times we took him to task for, why hasn't he done a deal yet? Why hasn't he done a deal yet? Well, now we see why he hasn't done a deal yet. And he was actually made a very smart move here, it seems.
Yes, he has made a very smart move. And I'll tell you right now, it's not enough money, Mike T, to go in and ask for Deshaun Watson money. Lamar Jackson should not sign a contract unless it's fully guaranteed, 6 years, $300 million.
Wow.
That is what he's worth. He should be the first $50 million quarterback, because when I look at it this way, he's accomplished more than Kyler Murray has in his career. Kyler is feared. Lamar Jackson is more feared. Kyler is a dynamic playmaker. Lamar Jackson is a more dynamic playmaker. And listen, I don't really agree with all the stuff about Kyler Murray and his leadership and that all coming out, but you don't hear any of that stuff about Lamar Jackson. And even if it was true and there were some questions about his leadership and maturity, you wouldn't hear about it, because the Baltimore Ravens don't do that backstabby stuff. So when I look at Lamar Jackson, he has an opportunity to truly change the game. Go out, get your 6 years, $300 million, fam, and you'll be that much closer to being a billionaire like you talked to me about when you were a rookie.
I like that. He was thinking about that even when he was a rookie. I like that. Go ahead.
Those numbers all sound great. $46 million fully guaranteed, $50 million a year. I don't see the Ravens doing that. I'd be fairly surprised.
Wow,
if
why
they
not?
Bridge that kind of gap. I just think that they've been far apart. They're prepared to use the franchise tag in 2023. They've already made that clear. I think if it was a no-brainer, they were willing to pay him that high, they would have been closer by now.
And right
now,
there's just a huge team, gap.
Right. No, it really makes a very messy situation. And that's where I think Jeremy is alluding to what's going on right now, which is, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I cannot do anything less than what Deshaun Watson got in average per year and fully guaranteed dollars. We're in the same division, and I've outplayed him. And if I'm Baltimore, I am upside down upset over what Cleveland did. And what I'm trying to communicate to Lamar Jackson is, look at Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, all these other quarterbacks. We'll be closer to those deals, but we're not going to fully guarantee it. And I think that's why the deal isn't done.
Okay, Robert, I'll give you the last word. Are you hearing it that way? Are you going to hear it that way if you're in Lamar's shoes?
No, I'm not hearing none of that. Listen, Lamar Jackson is a unanimous MVP. None of those guys have that criteria. Lamar Jackson puts the team on his back every single game he steps out there. They go as he goes. And last year, for me, was the kicker. Lamar literally put the whole team on his back when they had a historic number of injuries on both sides of the ball. And yes, he did end up getting hurt late in the year, but that shows you his worth. So don't talk to me about Dak Prescott or any of these other guys. Lamar Jackson's in a league of his own, and he deserves a contract that's in a league of its own.
Wow, the diversity of your guys' position just shows you how difficult this negotiation should be. But I will say this, Lamar Jackson making all the right moves, coming to camp, saying all the right things. He is setting himself up for the biggest possible payday at this
moment.
He's
made money by waiting.
Absolutely. Well, coming up, Patriot Games, Bill Belichick announcing his coaching staff with one noticeable absence, but will it actually matter to Big Mac? Plus, could Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs actually be better without Tyreek Hill? Robert Griffin III has a bold prediction when Get Up comes back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each one-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's bring you a little eye candy, shall we? The Rams unveiled their Super Bowl rings, and let's just say they spared no expense. Look at that bling. You're being blinded right now, according to the Rams.
Oh, my
The rings
goodness.
Feature, right? The most diamond carat weight in championship ring in history.
Yeah, football field.
20 carats of white diamonds. Robert, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Talk about bling, bling. The Rams. Oh, my Lord. They in Hollywood, and they doing it big. Oh, nice beard there by Cooper Kupp showing off those rings. I think their hands might be a little bit heavier now. They earned it, though. They deserve all the bling they can possibly imagine.
They look good. Look at Aaron Donald making that look good. That thing must weigh like 50 pounds. Okay, let's run the area up with Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy, let's start with the Browns.
Yeah, Browns added to their quarterback room Josh Rosen. He's back in the league. He worked out for the team on Thursday. I'm told they liked his live arm. He looked good. And so as they report today to Berea quarterbacks, they wanted four of them in their room for competition purposes. And I'm told they're going to treat Jacoby Brissett and Deshaun Watson as sort of co-QB1s at the start of camp because they figured Watson's going to miss time. They got to get Brissett ready to play. Meaningful snaps week one is kind of how it's looking, depending on what happens here. Deebo Samuel with the 49ers. I'm told the GM, John Lynch, has been engaged with Torrey Dandy, Samuel's agent. They have had some discussions, and there is at least some optimism that they can try to get a deal done. No hard deadline as of now as they get closer to training camp, but it will have to be probably a deal that's in the kind of $25 million or more range is sort of in the market for these wide receivers. Now, I would be surprised if Samuel takes the practice field without a new deal based on the way this offseason's gone. And then Patriots, see Joe Judge there. He is the new offensive assistant. The Patriots not naming an offensive coordinator for the first time in more than a decade. But I'm told Mac Jones has had a terrific offseason. Even in the cold winter months, he was up there in the New England area working out with teammates. So Judge will work closely with Jones to get him ready. But Matt Patricia, who's kind of a do-it-all for New England, he handles a lot of different things there, including some offensive coaching help. He was helping relay some of the play calling in the spring during OTA, so he'll be heavily involved as well.
See, I think one of the biggest parts of that story is not naming an offensive or defensive coordinator. I can't think of the last time that happened, but here it is. The last time a team entered a season without a coordinator on either side of the ball, the 2010 New England Patriots. And guess what? Bill Belichick managed just fine, going 14-2 with the number one scoring offense and a top 10 scoring defense. Okay, now look, Robert, I admit that, you know, the Patriots, they seem to find a way to get it done no matter what they're doing. But how worried are you about this coaching structure in New England, if at all?
Oh, I mean, I'm not worried at all. A lot of people have said, well, you don't know who's calling the plays and you don't know this, so it makes them uncomfortable because they don't know what the offense is going to run. But guess what? That's exactly what Bill Belichick wants. It's going to give them a little advantage early in the year because every offensive coordinator has a stick, you know, massive tendencies, things they like to do. But so by the Patriots not saying who their coordinator is going to be, defenses are not going to know how to game plan against them early in the year. Now, they will figure it out eventually, but every little advantage you can get on a football field matters. And I think this really speaks to the confidence that they have in Mac Jones. They moved on from an MVP in Cam Newton at the beginning of the year last year because Mac Jones showed them that he was ready. So I think he's also showing them, listen, I can take more ownership of the offense. It doesn't matter who the coordinator is going to be. I'm going to be the one out there making the plays. And I love what they did, adding some deep threats to their offense by going out in the draft and getting Tyquan Thornton and also traded for Devontae Parker. So I think the Patriots are actually playing chess, not checkers.
Okay, it's a good point. But, Mike, how unusual is this?
Well, it is unusual. But if I go back to the late 1990s, I'm working for the New York Jets, and Bill Parcells, the head coach, was actually the play caller. Mm-hmm. And Coach Belichick was the defensive coordinator on that staff. And we went to the championship game with Vinny Testaverde. So Coach Belichick saw firsthand that this can work. And if anybody else can do it besides Bill Parcells, it's Bill Belichick. So I agree with RG3. This will be a very well-coached offense. And I think Bill Belichick being the play caller is actually fascinating. And I think he'll control the game through Mac Jones. And I think they'll be really hard to beat for a lot of reasons RG3 said. And they won't turn the ball over. So I think it's really intriguing. And I would not be surprised to see Coach Belichick do this.
I feel like he is the only coach in the league that can do this. And we can say they're going to find a way to be better anyway. What are you hearing out of New England?
Well, talking to people around the league, they're torn on this. They do not necessarily agree. They're like, look, you got a young quarterback that needs to progress. They kind of had the kid gloves on him at time last year with the running game. He needs to take that next step. And the two coaches that are heavily involved are not offensive coordinators. You need somebody step for step with that quarterback every play. But then others do agree. They say, look, you're counting on Bill Belichick. They have a philosophy, a system, a way of life there, so to speak, that translates on Sundays. All they got to do is follow their own formula. They'll be fine.
Never question Bill Belichick. I know we're questioning him, but I don't know if we should be. I tell you, this is just fascinating. All right, guys, hold on.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
It's always good.
I never get enough of it. And that's why we got a new favorite game called Playoffs or Wayoffs. So, Jeremy, we'll start with you. Let's talk about the Steelers. Playoffs or Wayoffs?
I'm going to go way off. I know I'm going to probably regret this. Mike Tomlin every year finds a way to get in. Last year's team, which was not very good, made the playoffs. But I'm just doing the math here. Three of the divisions in the AFC have two really good teams. And the AFC North, you got the Ravens, the Bengals, which, based on their overall roster, probably a little ahead of the Steelers. You have still have offensive line questions, still have quarterback questions. I think it's a tough sell this year.
Okay, Robert, the Colts, playoffs or wayoffs?
Oh, I'm going with playoffs for the Colts and Matty Ice. You know when you bring in Matty Ice, you're going to get consistent, good quarterback play. Not great, but good quarterback play. And they have a playoff-ready roster. Jonathan Taylor at running back, a strong offensive line, and a defense that will smother out just about anybody. So I think Matty Ice gets into the playoffs because they should have been in last year.
All right, yep. If not for the other guy who used to run the team at quarterback. But anyway, we'll talk about that. Mike T, Dolphins, playoffs or wayoffs?
I'm going to go playoffs. If Tua just plays average this year, they have a reasonable chance of making the playoffs. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki, and I love two other additions, Raheem Mostert because of his speed and Terron Armstead on the offensive line. So this is all about Tua's development. If he could just be middle of the road, they have a real chance of making the playoffs this year.
They sure do. All right, guys, thanks for playing with us. Well, coming up, feeling super. How about this? The quarterbacks, Robert thinks, must go on a Super Bowl run this season. He's going to share his list with us when we come back. Plus, we've already revealed these three superstars as members of the Madden 99 Club. Who's going to join the party? Here's a hint. He used to play with Robert, the final member. Reveal coming up.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Back with you on Get Up, and another big game from baseball last night. Dodgers, Giants, top of the seventh. Giants down 5-1. Darren Ruff at the plate. Bases jacked, and he jacks that one. Fastball hit high and deep to left. Game time, grand slam. Look at the Dodger fans saying, oh no! But this Giants fan pumped up as the Giants then tie it at 5. Bottom eight, Dodgers down 6-5. Trace Thompson up, 2 out. Tying run on third, and he crushes it. All the way into center, comes off the top of the wall. Gavin Lux coming around to score. Dodgers tie it up at 6. Later in the inning, Mookie Betts up. 2 on, 2 out. Boom. Belts it deep to left. That's over the fence. His 21st of the season. And the Dodgers up 9-6. So, top of the ninth, same score. 2 out. Jock Peterson up. Jock rips it to right. And look at Betts laying out to grab it. The game-ending grab. Does it with the bat and then gets it done with the glove. The Dodgers win it 9-6. Well, X Games SoCal continues tonight, 9 Eastern on ESPN in the app. The world's best action sports athletes will be competing. Every event will stream live on ESPN Plus and be available at X Games YouTube. All right, back to the NFL. It's time now for Robert's top 5 quarterbacks that need to go on a Super Bowl run. So we're not just talking playoffs, Super Bowl. Robert, take it away, starting at number 5.
All right, they didn't give me the mic, but they gave this man the big bag. Kyler Murray is the first one on this list who needs to go on a Super Bowl run, and it is simply because he got that money. Right now, he has to show that he can be a guy that doesn't just play good early in the year, but also long in the year, late into the playoffs, and a Super Bowl run would solidify why he just became the second highest paid quarterback in the league. The next guy on my list is going to be an individual by the name of Ryan Tannehill with the Tennessee Titans. Listen, they traded away his best friend, A.J. Brown. Everyone's doubting him. They're saying he can't get it done. So you know what you do? You flash back to the Texas A&M days. You catch all that hate, and you spike it in their face by going out and winning a Super Bowl, or at least getting your team there. That'll keep all the heat from Malik Willis coming in from Liberty off your back, and you'll be happy to be in Tennessee for quite a long time. The third guy on the list I have is Mr. Dak Prescott. Ooh, Dak Attack. It's time, brother. It is time. You guys got ballers, shot callers, and guys making a whole lot of dollars on that roster, and you are one of them. Now you have an opportunity after 2 years removed from your injury, having a full offseason. I heard you got a full body specialist walking around with you all the time, making sure you're doing things the right way. Well, you got to start doing it the right way on the field, in the playoffs, and when it matters. Dak Attack has to come ready to roll. Number 2 on my list is Mr. Russell Wilson. All right, now some people think if you let Russ cook, he will burn the food. But guess what? He can prove them all wrong by going out to Denver and going on a Super Bowl run in year one, just like Tom Brady, just like Matthew Stafford did, and doing it the hard way with a first-time head coach, a first-time play caller, and a young group of skilled guys. Russell, you either going, let's ride, but one thing you know you got to do is level up the Broncos, and that'll go a long way in your legacy talk for the rest of your career. And then number 1 on my list is the man, the myth, the legend, Josh Allen. Now, The Buffalo Bills do have a championship window for quite some time with Josh Allen at the helm, but it's time for them to take that next step. After the way he finished in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs, he was on fire. Now they brought in more talent. They bring in Von Miller. They bring in Jamison Crowder. They bring in O.J. Howard, Roger Saffold. They're putting everybody out there on the field on this stacked, loaded roster, and Josh Allen would really, really do himself a favor by leading them to the Super Bowl this year.
I'm loving this list, Robert. I got to say, these guys are cracking up as you're doing that. Les Ruckcook is going to burn the food. Jeremy, what do you make of this list?
A couple ballers and shot callers that I would add to this list. Omissions. Okay, Lamar Jackson. Nobody's more hotly debated than him. He could shut a lot of people up by getting to the Super Bowl, proving his style of play works. And then where's Aaron Rodgers? I mean, the guy's been in the league like half his life.
True.
He's been a starter for, 15 years? One Super Bowl appearance.
Wow.
He can't beat Jimmy Garoppolo in meaningful January games against the 49ers. Like, it's time for him to do it.
Wow, harsh. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, putting a ribbon on our conversation this morning, Kyler Murray.
He had him on the list, though.
Right, but not five, number one. You just got paid. You're the second highest paid on an average per year quarterback in the NFL. Prove that you can make people around you better, put the Arizona Cardinals on your back, and take them to the Super Bowl. So he wouldn't be fifth. He'd be number one for me.
Number one. Okay. You know, I look at this. I think the list is pretty solid, but who would you – I got to say, I'm kind of backing Jeremy, Robert, on the Aaron Rodgers talk. Any honorable mentions you had here that almost made the list?
No, there were no honorable mentions, but here I'll say this. Aaron Rodgers, the reason I didn't put him on this list is because he's already won a Super Bowl. Yeah. That was the difference to me. The guys that are on this list, aside from Russell Wilson, changing teams and having to prove that he, you know, he can win without the Legion of Boom. He can win without Beast Mode. That's why he's on this list, because he was out there playing Twilight trying to beat Team Edward and Team Jacob, telling the Seahawks he loved it there, but he would love it in other places as well. So I just left Aaron Rodgers off simply because I thought he did a great job of really focusing on his legacy and sticking with the Packers. So he doesn't need to go on a Super Bowl run, but he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like everybody else in the league. But I'll tell you, some guys want it more than others. We'll see how these guys all play out. All right, got to turn to this. Big news from the world of college football. Kirby Smart is a very, very rich man. After guiding Georgia to its first national title in 41 years, Smart has agreed to, wait for it, a 10-year deal that will pay him a record $112.5 million through the 2031 season. Smart's average annual salary now surpasses Nick Saban as the most among FBS public head coaches. The going rate for elite coaches is just growing. Brian Kelly, Mel Tucker, Ryan Day all signed new deals within the past 8 months. And it's like we got Kyler Murray, we got Kirby Smart. Everybody's getting paid today. Paul, I hope you're getting paid too. Heather Dinich also joining us with Paul Feinbaum. Paul, $112.5 million. What is your reaction?
My reaction is it's just another day in college football where coaches are making the money. And while they're making that kind of money, they're complaining that players are getting something as well. It's such hypocrisy, but we'll get to that in a minute. What's really interesting here, Ryan, is that you go back 25 years in college football. Steve Spurrier won the national championship at Florida in 96. He got paid the next year $1 million a year. Just think about that. He had a six-year deal worth $11.6 million. Now Kirby's making that in his first year.
Unbelievable. He should come back and coach again. Heather, what's been the reaction around the world of college football to Kirby Smart's massive new deal?
Well, after people picked their jaws up off the floor, it was pretty much what Paul said. Kind of a shoulder shrug, to be honest. I mean, this is where we're at. And you saw the graphic that you put up with those other coaches. I mean, Brian Kelly hasn't done anything at LSU yet, but show up for work, and he's going to make over $90 million over the next decade. So that's where it is. But it's also an illustration of where college football is. We continue to talk about realignment, the SEC, the Big Ten, money, 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 money. And that is exactly what this is. And if you are going to compete at the highest level, you better pony up for it. And Georgia just raised the ante.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's like we talked about with Kyler Murray. Market forces are coming into play. He won the title. They're locking him up. But, wow, 10 years, $112.5 million. It pays to be a coach these days. All right, guys, speaking of coaches, one of the biggest names out there, Nick Saban. We remember the dust-up he and Jimbo Fisher have had this offseason. They've been going back and forth. Here's what Jimbo had to say yesterday about it. Take a listen to this.
We're great. We two competitive guys that go at it. Listen, we all learn from things we do in our business. You got two competitive guys on a topic that is very everywhere, as they say. I have great respect for Nick and thing. You know, that's unfortunately our thing went public, and that's sometimes that happens in this world. Nothing's private anymore, is it?
Okay, there you have it. But he's like, we're great. Okay, all right, fine. Paul, you had a chance to interview Jimbo Fisher yesterday. What was your single biggest takeaway from that conversation?
Ryan, you're a lawyer. Let me state a couple of facts here, okay? Jimbo Fisher is great with Nick Saban. That's why in that 9.5-minute rant in late May, he used the word despicable 15 times. He talked about it being, I can't believe it got public. Jimbo Fisher called a news conference that was carried nationally when he used the word despicable 15 times. I can only laugh. I was in Washington, D.C. last week, Ryan, and I met with a couple of senators, and I was on Capitol Hill all day, and I heard less hypocrisy in Washington, D.C. than I did 4 days in Atlanta at the SEC meetings.
Wow. That says it all about college football right now. Heather, let's try to spin this thing forward. What do college football fans have to look forward to over the next couple weeks and months as we move forward to the season?
More speculation. I mean, just get ready for the rumors, because look, this is where we are. We've heard over the past week and a half the Big 12 commissioner Brett Yormark say that we're open for business. We've heard ACC commissioner Jim Phillips say they're exploring all options. All options are on the table. SEC commissioner Greg Sankey went so far as to say, I won't say what we will, I won't say what we won't do. So there's just a lot of unanswered questions still. Big 10 media days are coming up next week, Pac-12 Media Days. I am extremely eager to hear what Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov has to say about the state of that conference. I mean, my goodness, it's political in that state. Governor Gavin Newsom is so mad about UCLA going to the Big Ten. What are the repercussions from that? So a lot of ongoing storylines. It's never a dull summer anymore, guys, in college football.
Not anymore. And I don't know if the governor has a leg to stand on in terms of what he can do to UCLA, but we'll wait and see what they do there. Okay, now we talked about the money with Kirby Smart. We're talking about conferences and all that, but perhaps the biggest news was this. Meanwhile, on planet Earth, Paul, we remember when you made the turnover chain famous on SportsCenter a few years ago. I mean, look at that. All fired up. Much to our dismay, Mario Cristobal said that Miami is retiring the turnover chain. It's going to be no more. What do you think about that?
Well, what's most remarkable, Ryan, is that ESPN allowed me to continue working after that meltdown on Sunday morning in Bristol. I think it was really smart. Cristobal is going to be one of the best. He's already one of the best coaches in the country, and I think if he wins there, he will be in the upper echelon. It's time to move on from a rather tainted past in Miami. They haven't done anything in 20 years, and that was really much ado about nothing, that turnover chain debacle.
The only thing I missed, though, Heather, how else are we going to get Paul to dance on national TV?
Well, apparently Shane Beamer's pretty good at it. So if we pair the two of them up, maybe he can give them some lessons.
There you go. I'll take it. Paul will dance again, I promise you, folks. America, wait for it. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You'll be back with us in a little bit. Well, tomorrow night on ESPN, Man City's two-game preseason U.S. tour finishes up with a match against German football power Bayern Munich. The match starts at 9 Eastern on ESPN and the app from Lambeau Field. Well, coming up, could Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs actually be better without Tyreek Hill? Robert Griffin III has a bold prediction. Then Get Up continues.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back with you on Get Up, and it's Madden ratings reveal week all across ESPN. And each day on Get Up, we've been revealing a member of the highly coveted Madden 99 club, reserved for players who've earned that top rating of 99. And the final member is that man, offensive tackle Trent Williams. There he is, given the 99 rating in Madden NFL 23. And Robert, you used to play with him. Hey, time to hand out some pancakes, courtesy of that big man, Trent Williams.
Yeah, you see Trent right there in the house. He has a big silverback gorilla in his house because he calls himself the silverback. And when you watch him here pulling outside, throwing, Eric Stokes out the club. This ain't no monkey business, man. You don't want to be in the open field with this guy. He's super athletic, super strong, can pick him up and put him down. And that right there is what you call cruel and unusual punishment. No DB wants to be in that situation right there with Trent Williams. Look at him, staring at him. He's just letting him know, yeah, this ain't what you want, young fella. And then right here, the infamous fullback running across the formation play where Trent Williams comes out and blocks like 35 people. He comes across the formation, helps out his guy. Ooh, mouth, give him a face full of hurt. Moves on to the next level. This guy can do it all. He's not just a left tackle. I think they should probably put him at wide receiver a couple plays. He might be able to split out and be a mismatch in the open field versus some of these guys. He's that crazy athletic. Trent Williams, he is the best tackle in all of football, people.
Yeah, here's a picture of you guys you played together.
Look at this.
Look at that. The memories.
What
hey,
a beautiful
you had a story
picture. Me and Trent just frolicking in the gardens. And I can tell you this. He's one of the most athletic guys I've ever been around. Uh-huh. A one-off season, we had him and DeSean Jackson. They gave Trent a 3 or 4 yard head start in a 20-yard sprint, and he beat DeSean Jackson to 20 yards, and it wasn't close, people. This guy is unbelievable and doesn't get enough love, so that's why I'm giving him some today.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you think about that. The athleticism. He's just been doing it forever. And congratulations to him for getting it done this year and making that 99. And by the way, tomorrow night, don't miss a special SportsCenter Presents breaking down all the ratings and rankings from this year's Madden 23 game. SportsCenter Presents the Madden 23 ratings tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Okay, so now it's time for a little new segment we got called Mike Check. Mike takes us through some things we need to know around the league, starting with the Bucs, Mike.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be better this year and go to the Super Bowl, not because of this guy, Tom Brady, because of Todd Bowles. I had a chance to work with Todd earlier in my career. He's an upgrade at the head coaching position.
Wow.
And we don't talk about that defense enough. Joe Tryon, Devin White, a healthy secondary. This is the most complete team in the NFC. Todd Bowles, coach of the year. Okay, next up, Jimmy G. Please stay with the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, good morning. I hope you're watching. All you do is win 70% of your games, score 28 points a game. He gives them the best chance to win right now. I love Trey Lance. Let him keep developing. Keep Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. You have a great team. Lastly, Patrick Mahomes. He is going to be just fine and arguably more explosive this year without the great Tyreek Hill. He is not playing quarterback. He is playing point guard. He is going to distribute the ball to a lot of good receivers. They got Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Mecole Hardman is underrated. Sky Moore, they got in the second round. They will be really hard to defend. And don't forget about Ronald Jones out of the backfield, a prolific pass catcher.
Okay, I'm not sure if Bill Barnwell agrees with you. He put out an article on ESPN.com. Really great read, by the way. He ranked the NFL's offensive skill groups. This is not including the quarterback. He had Kansas City 16th. Last year, Barnwell had the Chiefs with the sixth best offensive arsenal, and they were the top-ranked group 2 years ago coming off that Super Bowl win. So let's bring everybody back in. And Robert, you know, look, this is the thing. You look at Tyreek Hill and what an impact he has. How good could the Chiefs be without him?
Oh, I think the Chiefs will be better without Tyreek Hill. And understand when I say that, I don't mean that they will be more prolific. Tyreek Hill gives you those big plays down the field. He can catch a 5-yard slant, take it 80 yards. But I think Patrick Mahomes will be more efficient without him because the way the Kansas City Chiefs went about replacing Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hills don't grow on trees, right? He's a generational talent. So they brought in Juju Smith-Schuster. They brought in Marcus Valdes-Scantling. They drafted Sky Moore, and they brought back Josh Gordon. That way they have more receivers, depth at the receiver position, so that when teams play those two-shell defenses to try to prevent Patrick Mahomes from taking those shots down the field, he has a plethora of weapons underneath to feed the ball to. Oh, yeah, he still has a Hall of Fame play caller in Andy Reid. He still has a Hall of Fame tight end in Travis Kelce. So I think the addition of all those wide receivers gives him more weapons and will force him to not try to just get the big plays with Tyreek Hill, making him more efficient as a quarterback and the Chiefs better as an offense.
It's a great point. I never count out the Chiefs, but still, you lose Tyreek Hill. What are people around the league saying about this Chiefs team?
I just checked with some coaches, and the sentiment is you got more balance, maybe less explosion, right? Because you can't replicate Tyreek Hill's ability to space the field out, kind of like Steph Curry does with the three-point shot and create double teams. They can't do that, but they're going to have a lot of options. Juju Smith-Schuster, former Pro Bowler, he, you know, maybe compromised at this point, but he's healthy for the first time in about 2 years. That's significant. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I'm told, has developed a really good chemistry with Patrick Mahomes this offseason. He wants to be more of a focal point, more of a complete receiver, not just a deep threat anymore. And they have three speedy backs, and I got this great stat from Hembo here. Kansas City last year ranked fourth in success on runs, but 31st in running frequency. So they need to get one of those hats that the Colts players wear that says, you know, run the dang ball. You've seen that? Like, they need that hat.
You know, Mike, I look at this situation, though, when I look at Mahomes. And we talked about this a little bit with Kyler Murray. You got to make your teammates better.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes, he's obviously making a lot of money. It seems like for him, it's going to be make these teammates better, even without that superstar.
Right, and that's the essence of greatness. Make those around you better. That's why you're getting paid the way you are. That's why you're an all-time great. And Jeremy just did a great job of breaking it down. He just has to play point guard. It may be to Edwards or Lair, maybe to Ronald Jones. They have a lot of weapons, and that's why I think we're all fascinated to watch it this year, because can he still be great without the great Tyreek Hill? I think we all think the answer is yes, and that is the essence of a franchise quarterback.
Can they make it to the Super Bowl?
They can. I don't think they will, because I think Justin Herbert and the Chargers are a more complete team, and it'll be fascinating to watch it develop. But I think they're going to be a very powerful offense in the playoffs. But when I think it's all said and done, I would take the Chargers, despite having the great Andy Reid. I think the Chiefs will be there in the playoffs, but not going to the Super Bowl.
Robert, go ahead. You agree?
Yeah, guys. So I want to say two things there. So Jeremy's point about the running game is a great point, because they brought in Ronald Jones II, and when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, they ran for 100 yards in each of those playoff games. So they do need to put more of an emphasis on the running game. And then two, Mike T, it's not like Mahomes is out here throwing to sisters of the poor. He's got a Pro Bowler in Juju Smith-Schuster. He's got one of the premier deep threats in Marcus Valdes-Scantling. So, yeah, he does need to be the point guard, but let's not act like this is an opportunity for Mahomes to prove that he's the force multiplier that's just going to make all these guys a lot better. These are great football players. They're just not Tyreek Hill.
All right, you know what? I wouldn't count out those sisters of the poor, though. They can really catch that ball, from what I've heard. All right, guys, coming up. You've been talking about it. Kyler Murray's blockbuster deal. Did the Cardinals overpay for their undersized quarterback? We'll talk about that and a lot more when Get Up comes back.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.